Hello there, and welcome to another episode of Turn Zero Lists, brought to you by Six Up Supply. I'm your host, Keegan, and I'm joined this week by Brett Wright the Force, also known as Asire, on the Discord, for a Separatist list. And just as I said that, Brett, I realized I meant to ask you, is it Asire, Asayer, Asir? What is it on how do you pronounce that?
Azir.
Azir. All right. We'll do Azir. Okay.
There you go.
Brett, thanks for joining us. I'm really glad.
Not the first time. I'm used to it.
I'm sure. So you brought us a Separatist list this month. Tell me, what was the basic concept that you started with?
Darth Maul.
Awesome.
Darth Maul.
Yeah.
By far my favorite character. Most of the people out there that I've played against know me as the Empire player. Mm-hmm. I am now dueling into CIS, so Ghost Sith and Darth Maul is the coolest of them all. So I started with him, and I wanted to make sure that he was the main focus of the list.
Makes sense. And yeah, as someone who has been one of your previous competitors, both in various TTS and, in fact, locally, we played at an RPQ about a year and a half ago. Moving from Empire to Separatist was the least surprising thing I'd ever seen, seeing as how your version of Empire was, how many activations can I legally achieve?
13, I think I maxed out, and that was back before Iden. So
yes, yeah, yes, I learned very painfully the power of Krennic and many Death Troopers and many Shore Troopers and a couple of E-Webs and all sorts of fun.
Naked Shore Troopers, okay? Yeah. I ran naked Shore Troopers.
It's true, it's true.
And no coordination chain.
That's
before
true.
Before all that.
That's true. So, yeah, it was It was an impressive, powerful list. And you won that RPQ too, which was awesome. So
good.
All right, so you started with Maul. Maul's an awesome character. Where did you go from there?
Well, Maul's an operative, so I need a commander. Mm-hmm. And what better thing than a field commander and having an AAT to barrage things for Maul? So I was like, AAT, let's go.
Awesome.
So AAT took link targeting array, the T-Series tactical, so he can be a field commander, and then high R&D shells.
Nice. Fairly standard AAT loadout these days, you'd say?
Yeah, I think a lot of them nowadays are showing up with the dual shells, though, for the impact. Because against other AATs, it puts a lot of hits through.
Okay.
But that's one thing I don't have.
So. Okay. And talk to me about your reasoning on that.
About what?
Talk to me about your reasoning on so if that's what's you went with just the single high energy shells, what drove you to keep just there? What else was your list looking at?
So to fill out the rest of the list, you gotta have B1s because they're B1s and I'm running droids. So six B1s and my typical style, they're naked.
Okay. Nice.
Naked as the day they're made. I did give one unit HQ uplink, so they're not quite naked.
Yeah.
And then, so now I got a good core to my list. I've got a good centerpiece. I got a good supporting piece. Mm-hmm. What else could I use to fill in those points with? And I was like, why not stabs? Stabs are amazing.
Yep.
Stabs can start chains. They can relay to stuff. I'm like, sure. Put in two stabs, link targeting array on those guys.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, you can't leave home without Maul's probe droids. Two. Right. There's only two stabs.
Oh, two stabs. Okay. Awesome.
Yeah. And two stabs are 12 black dice.
Yeah.
Critical four with two aims together. It's a lot of firepower I can put into a flank that I need to hit, or a box carrier, or your back objective guys, whatever I need them to go and harass. Two, I found is pretty good. Combined with Maul being able to help out, depending on where I put him, it's a lot of different high powered pieces, and they're great at bombing run. So
absolutely. my most
nothing
recent...
like dropping a bomb turn one.
I know. My most recent experience with Staps came playing against our own Nick here in our streamed streamed Invader League game, and I'm pretty sure his Staps did every single one of those things you just said to me. So awesome. Okay, so and is that it? So we've got Maul the tank, 6B1s, 2 Staps, and Maul's droids. Anything else in there?
Yeah, Maul's droids. They have the comms relay just so I can throw an order to Maul, to the tank, to Staps, wherever I need that order to go and be the most helpful. And so that's definitely there. Maul, I run kind of a standard loadout of choke, push, and tenacity.
Okay.
I used to have offensive push on there, but I took it out for a bigger bid.
Gotcha. And where are we landing now? We're at 11x, and what sort of bid?
All together, it's 789 points, which is 11-point bid.
Okay.
And unless people are like really bidding hard for blue in 20-point range, I win most of the draws with that, so I'm pretty comfortable.
Nice. Nice. Awesome. That is that's a pretty strong, I know all the pieces, and I know you are playing against these kind of lists. So that's a great setup. Talk to me. Let's move on to what the battle cards go into this list for you. Where do you build with?
Okay. So I started with, three that I really want in the list.
Yeah.
Recover the supplies. Cause Maul.
Right.
Bombing run. Cause Staps.
Right.
And payload. Because the tank.
Right.
I mean, three different objectives, three different units all can utilize to their maximum potential.
Perfect.
And I didn't really know what to put in after that, so I kind of left it off until I filled out the rest.
Okay.
Makes sense. I know I wanted hemmed in.
Okay.
Because my army stays bunched up, and if I'm in the center, then I can just focus wherever I want. Roll out, because I got vehicles. And long march, because it narrows the field. And so we're playing with a narrower board, and that focuses, like, you have to come into my line.
Yep.
Or I have to get, you know, you got to come to me, or I got to get to you. Either way, you can't just run R2 across the side of the edge.
Right.
Way away from me.
Absolutely.
And then again, I wasn't sure what else to add for that. So I definitely held off on that. And then I wanted supply drop, because everything in there helps me more than it helps you. Repair droids. I can fix everything.
Yep.
Including the tank.
Yep.
The healing bot, if I get it, I can use it on Maul. Mm-hmm. If I can't use it on Maul, you can't use it.
Right. That's been my experience with most droid players.
every little upgrade in there, the marksman from the every range finders, whatever, all benefit me more than they do anyone else, because I don't have anything. I am the worst of the worst as far as core goes. So everything else. So it's a great objective for me.
Nice.
Minefield, three of my vehicles, ignore them. The droids, probe droids, ignore them. Why not? It hurts you more than it hurts me.
Absolutely.
I'll lose a 6-point droid to blow up a mine, and you lose something more expensive. So definitely a trade-off there. And then because of AMG's new ruling, war weary. Because the tank makes everyone ignore it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a nice way to get around
that. You can't go wrong with that.
That makes total sense.
And so I know that some things I didn't want were limited vids, because that definitely hurts me.
Yep.
And danger close.
Okay.
And I just don't like danger close. It makes putting objectives down weird. I mean, I can get to you really quick, but you can also get to me really quick.
Yep.
And a lot of people running Wookiees and things like that, I don't want you near me for a while.
Yeah.
So to fill in the last three, I added hostage exchange, because Maul, I can play with your movement, I can choke your hostage out, I can steal it. Three actions is huge for him.
Yep.
So run over there, choke your hostage, and then claim your hostage, and now you're down nothing.
Yep.
Which is really powerful for Maul. It does suffer against other Force users because Maul's not quite as powerful as them.
Sure.
But Maul's tricky. Major offensive filled in the last one there. It helps out a lot, and I can easily eyeball where that deployment zone is looking at a map really quickly.
Gotcha.
And then last but not least, fortified positions.
Awesome.
Now I see your face. You're wondering why fortified positions? Because B1s live longer with heavy cover.
I'm a lifelong and rubber player.
Stopping two hits right off the go. I'll take that every day of the week.
I'm with you there.
Yep. I'm basically crit fishing with them anyway, so it doesn't matter if you have heavy cover or not.
Makes sense.
And that rounded out my cards.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I love the great reasoning, great detail on all of that. Okay. So you're setting up for the first round of the tournament. You just got there. Everyone's registered, and you've got this 11-act Maul tank stat list. What list that you see across the table brings you absolute joy for that first round?
Gen Pathfinders.
That's fair. That's fair.
Pretty much any rebel list. I'm okay with because they have white saves too, and so every time I kill a model, I'm trading up.
Gotcha.
And generally, I can kill them just as fast as they can kill me. So rebels really make me happy. There are specific tooled rebel lists, the Mandos or the Wookiee skews that I have a little bit more problem with, but I haven't seen a lot of those yet. So it's still kind of the hodgepodge of rebels.
I've got one with Jyn, Mandos, and Wookiee skew that we should try sometime.
I'm down whenever you want, Keegan. Let's throw it down.
Awesome, man. So what?
We could even play on a real table.
Sometime soon. Counties are starting to open up. All right. So you love anything rebel across the table. What plops down and spreads out across the table and brings you dread?
Clones Rex.
They
had too many games where they just don't die.
Yeah.
I will dump in so much firepower and like, oh, I killed one clone. I'm like, that was a 7 dice shot for my AAT and it killed one clone. Great.
Absolutely. Oh man. Yeah. I know that feeling too well also. also with Jyn Pathfinder.
Clones in general, but definitely Rex clones.
Makes sense. Cool. All right, you ready for the lightning round to round us out?
Yeah, let's go.
All right. What's your fondest event memory in Legion?
Legion by the Bay.
Oh, that was a great one. Absolute great one.
Yep. Had a bunch of guys from SoCal come up.
Yep.
And I got to meet LJ and he was there. I'm pretty sure he was there.
Yep, he was one of the SoCal guys who came up.
A lot of great names showed up to this tournament.
Yeah.
Like you guys would know on the forums, like Nasty, like everyone was there. It was such a great event.
Yeah.
It was almost like a, dare I say, a mini LVO.
Yep. No, that was a great one. Awesome. Okay, what unit have you never played?
Just about anything out of the Rebel faction.
Gotcha.
I have never played on the table. Tabletop or otherwise.
Makes sense. What's your must-have food or fuel to make it through a full day of tournament?
That one's quite simple. It's Mountain Dew.
Very nice.
Caffeine, man. Gotta have caffeine. Caffeine cool. Keeps you up, keeps you going.
What unit or upgrade are you most surprised that you liked? Something you didn't even think you were going to like when it was announced.
Maul. Surprisingly, when he was announced, I didn't get his mastery. I was sad that he didn't have charge. He didn't have relentless, any of these cool key abilities I've seen out there. And then I started playing with him and I realized that he's got such a wide range of abilities that he can do. Recover, move, attack. I can double move, choke a guy and steal your objective with claim. Mm-hmm. Like he is such a versatile character that I am so happy the way he is.
Awesome.
He would not have that with other keywords.
So cool. What new addition would cause you to change factions, specifically Rebels?
If the Mandalorian became its own faction, I would proudly switch to them.
I like that. All right. And finally, what song plays during your Rocky-style training montage for your next Legion tournament?
I kind of blast a lot of rock and roll on my way there, but the one that I put on when I'm in the car right before I go in is Iron Man by Black Sabbath. Nice. It's definitely gets me going.
Great classic. All right. Thank you so much, Brett. Great list. Great answers. That's it for this week. For our listeners, come back each Monday for another look into a unique list build. And join us at the end of the month for our video episode. Brett's going to be bringing these Separatists up against the Rebel, Imperial, and Republic list for our Turn Zeros opening a tournament. Thank you, everyone, for listening, and talk to you next week.